What's up? What's up? I wanted to talk a little bit today about what? Acknowledgement and accountability. I'm starting this with a little voice memo just because it's heavy on my mind, but I'm not like dressed or anything like that to hop on a video, but I do want to speak out loud about it, and I would write it, but I wouldn't mind hearing, me writing, I wouldn't be able to keep up fast enough with my thoughts. Anywho, but we're going to talk about acknowledgement and accountability because those are some of the first steps when it comes to us enhancing our lives, increasing our self-esteem, decreasing our insecurities and things, right? And so I just wanted to jump into just the hows and the ins and outs of it because first we're going to talk about acknowledgement. So many of us are wanting our lives to be like what? Miraculously healed. We're wanting things to happen in a day or two, out of nowhere. We're wanting love, we're wanting money, we're wanting health, we're wanting all of these things, but we haven't even really acknowledged where we put the stop sign up in the first place, right? We're not even really acknowledging the issue and the problem in the first place. We're again, that wall was built up because Source, Universe, God gives us everything, has everything for us. So it's us believing that we don't have it that's stopping us from seeing that it's there, right? So when it comes to acknowledging and the first step in just healing ourselves, until we can say that the wound is there, we can't actually patch it up in the way that it needs to be healed. So we have to be able to open up and realize the things about us and where they came from. For instance, around body love, what I talk about when it comes to our bodies, acknowledging where these things first stemmed from. Our family, our friends. I feel like I've said this before, and it'll be something I always say. Our parents are like our first guides, right? They're the first people we really look up to, and follow after them, ask them what's right from what's wrong, and believe them in everything they do and say. So when we're growing up, when we're children, just coming into our minds and our souls, just learning our language and things of such, it's them we're looking to tell us, again, right from wrong. That includes ourselves. So we could have grown up with parents who were telling us that we weren't smart enough, we weren't tall enough, hell, we weren't short enough, we weren't fast enough, just a multitude of things, that we were too fat, that we were too skinny, just a multitude of things. And until we can actually get to healing the wound, we have to acknowledge where it came from in the first place. And that will fall into shadow work and a bunch of other things. And that's a deep process all in itself that we'll talk about more and more over and over again, because it's not a one audio, one video type of talk, but diving and being able to kind of tackle into some of those past memories that you can think of that bring up those feelings of insecurity and unworthiness when you're looking in the mirror, or you're looking at what? At your booty, at your boobs, and you're thinking, oh, my boobs, my titties are way too small. Where did that first thought occur from? Where did that first thought occur from? Was it the kids teasing you about being too small and things like that? Was it your mom? Was it you watching your mom get dressed and her complaining about her body? and saying that she wished she had bigger boobs, or as she y'all were watching TV shows together, maybe there was some of your favorite times, y'all watching TV shows together, and you would hear her maybe say that some of the women on the TV shows were better than the other women because of how they looked. And certain dots were being connected. The women maybe your mom would say she wanted to look like, or she wished she was, were the ones that had bigger boobs or smaller stomachs, just things of that nature. So acknowledging where these things stemmed from in the first place. When they're coming out and they're coming to light and you're feeling like you can't get past them, what is this feeling really about? What is this feeling really coming from in the first place? So that's a big one, because if we stay in denial about the fact that we are hurting, like I said, about that wound, we can't heal it. So we have to first admit that we are insecure, that we suffer from low self-esteem. We have to stop running around acting like we love our bodies, we love ourselves, if we haven't got there yet. If you haven't made it to that point yet, if you're still feeling like your hair has to be a certain way to look, you know, to be beautiful, to look good, you still, even if you're just running to the grocery store real quick, right? And you feeling like you have to throw on some makeup just for that simple little run and get all dressed up and things like that. And I'm not saying that's bad all the time. But if you're doing it out of a space of fear of feeling like people are going to be judging you otherwise, we have to first acknowledge that feeling, that place of fear and where it came from. Where it first started from, it was you running to the store with your mommy and she had to get dressed up and she would get you super dressed up and you all were just going to the store. And so this puts this thought in your head that unless you have this on or that on, you are unworthy of what? Beauty. So that's a big one. That's a big one. It goes really deep. And I tell people all the time, again, you know, so many people, it's an example that I can use easily with everyone walking around, running around, saying how woke they are, right? And they're not. So we have to first acknowledge that we aren't, you know, these people got to first acknowledge that they aren't woke before they can actually make some steps to actually waking themselves up and just making some changes in their life to actually change themselves and the world around them, quite frankly. You know, if you can't confess that you're asleep, you ain't going to put no alarm on your phone to wake the fuck up. You're just going to be asleep because you're neglecting, you're doing anything that you can to avoid confessing and acknowledging that you're, you know, asleep, that you're not woke. So first, that's what I'm saying, the first step really, I would call it damn near the first step, just not the first step, is that acknowledgement, acknowledging where you are really. Not this trying to keep up with everyone else's pace and where everybody else is, but acknowledging where you really are, okay? Or stop just listening to a few YouTube videos and saying you're all healed up. That's just not how it goes. It's a continuous cycle, a continuous journey. So until we can acknowledge that, we cannot take it the way we need to. Take that journey the way we need to, right? What else was I saying? The accountability. But I feel like the acknowledgement and accountability kind of fall into the same aspect, you know? Because once we have acknowledged these ways about us, the fact that, you know what? I'm running around telling everybody, acting like I'm so in love with my body, but I get home and I hate it. And the thing is, we want to love our bodies. We have to love them first before we really get into the state where we look in the mirror and nothing changes that. So it is the feeling first, but we want to actually be doing the work. So we don't want to just be out here, like I said, dressing up, but not actually allowing ourselves to feel better. So take accountability for what is going to make you feel more secure. What is making you feel insecure? Who are you around? Are you forcing yourself around people who you know you feel bad around, but it's almost like that little girl, that little boy in you in school, you know, who just wants a group of friends, who just wants a group of friends to hang out with. So you're almost like sucking up that bad feeling you get with those people, and just maybe accepting, even because I've had people who think it's funny and think it's cute, and you can tell this is just probably how they were raised, where they came up from, who, again, probably the group of friends they have, to kind of talk shit to each other back and back. I always think that's so weird. Like, that's not fun to me. We're not gonna, like, we're not gonna supposed to be friends, and you like, why your hair so fucked up or something? It's no, we're not gonna. That's not how it goes. But a lot of people grow up with that. So I've had someone at a previous job of mine, I remember working with him, and I think he was trying to be like flirty. It was a little young boy, and you know, the even younger ones, they even more so that way. But kind of, again, the little young school version where you're kind of taught where, what, you mess around with somebody to get their attention. So he kept saying about what, how short I was and things like that to try to get my attention. So what are you allowing yourself? And I had to tell him after a while, I don't know, you know, who you're around or who you hang with, what goes on in your household or whatever, but that's not cute or fun to me. If you're trying to get my attention, if you're trying to flirt, even just trying to be friends, this whole talking shit to me, that's not funny or cute, okay? That's not going to get my attention. You're going to have to find another way to talk. But a lot of people have that whole thing. So who are you allowing yourself to be around just to feel like, what, you are worthy of some attention, of someone inviting you out and things like that? What are people saying to you? And that goes down to our family and stuff, too. Are we being in a state of desperateness for our family to say that we have family, to feel like we have somebody, when at the end of the day we always have ourselves, and people will flow to us? And the more we align with ourselves, the people who are supposed to be for us and who will lift us up in the correct way and take us and guide us and help us on our journey in the correct way will flow to us as we align with ourselves. But the more we cling on to these things, that won't happen. So that taking accountability for the parts you play in the things in your life too, okay? Not just the victim mode, you know, not just the victim mode, but taking some accountability. Not just the parent who's like, well, I bust my ass to raise my kids, I don't have anything to say sorry, but actually realizing, you know, I did work hard, I am a good parent, but I did fuck up. I made some fuck ups, but I'm still allowed to be a good parent, you know. But being willing to acknowledge and take accountability are some of the first top steps for us really getting to the level of body love, of self-love, of self-alignment that we're trying to get to where things are just flowing to us in a natural, clear, peaceful state. So that's what we're working on. So try to take some time, try to kind of focus on and pay attention to acknowledging how you're really feeling, what's really going on in your head, acknowledging when you're trying to run away from a feeling, and where it came from, why you're trying to run from it, things of that nature, and then holding yourself accountable for your feelings, right? And being able, realizing that you are in control, that you get to change those feelings. So hold yourself accountable for down to that a job, like I said, your health, anything. What part are you playing in it? So we can start and really keep on our journey towards a better us, the best version of us, the happiest version of us, right? So I guess that's about it. That's about it. And we'll just keep going. But that's what I wanted to speak on today. It's so important. It's so important. Make sure you're remembering it, you're thinking about it, you're paying attention to it, because it's changing our lives every single day. When we can acknowledge the things we need to and take accountability, we can really take control the way we have it, right? So, all right, babes. May come back with a video of this. It may just be the audio, but either way, we have it here and we have been talking. I'm gonna talk to y'all soon, okay?